Yasmin asked about riba. She had some money that she acquired by riba means, unlawful means. She's saying she's trying to get rid of them by giving gifts to her Muslim family and Christian family. I'll combine the second question as well. Her grandmother, a Christian, gives her money to buy gifts for herself and for her little baby. So what can she do?
I will add to your question a much more interesting question. Because once we open this door, we have to explain it in details. What if a person made some profit, haram profit, out of interest? And now he's living in a country where this person owes tax. And this tax, of course, you know where it goes, and you know, you don't agree with it necessarily, and you don't want to pay it. So you say, this tax is not zakah. Because if you pay it, it won't suffice you. You still have to pay the zakah. Since this tax is not legitimate in our Sharia, can I take the interest and pay off the tax out of this profit or haram earning? I say no. It's still haram. Why? Because you made a use, a personal use out of this haram. It's like you bought food, clothes, or you invested it yourself for yourself and your family. You should not have anything to do with it. You should get rid of it. Similarly, when I buy a present and I go to visit my brother, my sister, my friend, I'm expecting what? A return for this visit and a return for the present. People do this. And likewise, if you give and you expect, or even you don't expect, but there will be a return to this present, you are indirectly taking the benefit of this haram earning. I said before, and this is not my statement, this is the statement of all the scholars, that this haram earning, if you give it away, if you get rid of it, you get zero reward on it. Because it's not yours. It's haram. You just hope that Allah will forgive you for getting rid of this. So accordingly, you find an orphanage, you find somewhere where people are desperately in need, and you get rid of this money, and you don't give it to people whom indirectly that would turn to benefit you by any means. As far as your grandma, who's not a Muslim, if she gives you gifts, if she gives you food, if she gives you clothes for your kids, utilize that, accept the gifts. The Prophet ﷺ used to accept that even from non-Muslims. And you can, of course, reply by giving her a gift likewise. And keeping a good relation with her, the best way to give da'wah. It's not haram to take her gifts.